Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Josh Lifko Show. You can call Josh right now to talk by calling our number at 516-666-9806. That's 516-666-9806. And now, here's the amazing Lifko, Josh Lifko.
Y'all, welcome back to the Josh Lifko Show. This is your host, Josh Lifko, on rightwingmedia.net. Hey, before we get started, like always, I need to thank everyone at Right Wing Media, Romeo, my producer, and Scott Hum. Also, a big thank you to Lauren Dusky for the song Rollin'. Now, let's get the ball rolling, pun intended, and saddle up for the show. Don't forget, you can call into the show at 516-666-9806. All right, so yeah, it's been a while since I've been on here, and I'm so sorry about that, y'all. Lately, it's kind of been a roller coaster, so hopefully y'all don't mind sticking through me with everything going on. It's been a real, real fun roller coaster in my life on this fun planet. Sorry, a little poking fun at part stuff. Been hearing what's going on. There is a new strike, a new trucker strike that is coming up. That strike is going to take place from the West Coast and go all the way up to D.C. bunch of truckers. So, fair warning, you may lose a little bit of good. And then here in Texas, recently there was a really bad ice storm, which did knock power out for a lot of people, as well as really slow down the, so whoever didn't knock on wood after saying, wow, that winter last year was crazy. Yeah, this one's for you. And it's not very happy. So, but yeah, I had to work on all that, work during all that. So that was a little bit of fun. Now, also, if you haven't heard, Russia might be getting closer to invading Ukraine, and China's ramping up to go after Taiwan, and Japan's military is growing by a large amount, as well as apparently Kim Jong-un had a heart attack. Maybe a little bit ago, something like that. I was watching a video on it tonight about it, because that was kind of a little interesting. Kim Jong-un having a hard time. Well, I'm not surprised. Part of it's his weight. Part of it is completely obese. Eating horribly. And running a really bad country. And his father, who died, also had a heart attack. So, kind of runs in the family a little bit, if you ask me. But hey, I won't. So, I've been doing a little bit of thinking recently. If you haven't noticed, humanity's kind of been a little out there recently. There's a lot of problems going on. Joe Biden did say, let's go, Brandon, I agree, which that's a little bit of old news, but still kind of funny that that happened. So, the thing that people don't understand fully is he's not fully there. There was a video about certain amount of percentage of people who think he's not there at all. When he gets mad, he smiles. He will sit there and grin when he's mad. And it's unique. Like, sort of adorable way. Grown man smiling. But I digress on that, because if you're here, you already know he's not fully there. Saying all that, Yes, I am live on my Instagram, grizzly_22 for life. That is GRIZZLY underscore the number 4, LIFE. And yes, the picture is of a Viking skull. The skull with Vikings, whatever. Okay. What can I say? I got a little bit of Norway in me, Norwegian, from the Viking era. What can I say, okay? Kind of ended. But, okay. Back to what y'all came here for. Joe Biden isn't fully there, and there's a lot of people who are still going against Joe Biden. From last I heard, his disapproval rating has definitely gone up. A lot higher than it was before. And we did cover this a while ago, a little before the rebranding on rightwingmedia.net, which, if you like the new rebranding, I really hope so. I like it. Looks good. I can't complain. I really cannot complain. But, however, things have gotten a little weird out there. BLM, Antifa, they've all disappeared, basically. Disappeared just a little bit. AOC is no longer irrelevant. Joe Biden, you barely hear about him now. Kamala Harris, who's she? Nancy Pelosi, wait, was there ever a Nancy Pelosi? And then Dr. Fauci. Who's that? Never heard of a doctor name. That's literally what's going on right now. They basically disappeared. Because they're not a political weapon anymore. They're not. They literally went from, hey, look at us, look over here, look at all of us, to now they're gone. You don't hear anything about them. COVID variants have gone up. Multiple different. I heard there's a new one in France of maybe a couple weeks ago, something like that. Of course, Omicron's still going on. If you heard the podcast I was in, somewhat in, that was on rightwingmedia.net podcast with Scott Hump, and I believe Romeo was in that one as well. I did a pre-record, basically, because the government has done shady stuff before in the past. They have messed with the weather. They have released stuff out of the sky, out of plane. These are all unclassified information at this point. The government has always done some weird stuff. They have even, and their attack on the Second Amendment has gone up higher. While the gun community, which I love, continues to find a way around. Recently, a new gun product came out, and what they did is they turned your semi-auto AR-15 lower, and they made it pretty much like a lever action. They have a bolt release by it within the trigger guard. So when you pull the trigger, the bolt locks back, and then you got to hit the bolt release. I like it. Honestly, not going to lie. I really like it. I mean, I personally wouldn't own one myself, but kind of cool thing to throw out there to kind of work around as much as you can. Really cool and really smart. Brandon Herrera, we have not heard any updates from because, well, we don't know what's going on with the AK-50. You hear that, Brandon Herrera? I don't know where you are or if you're listening, but where's our AK-50 update? Gotta need one. As well as, there's been a bit more crime than usual. A lot of people are now starting to go side of things, which, don't get me wrong, cool, great. Conservatives, though. Okay? You know, if you know me, I am pretty conservative myself. But we need to do a better job at showing people that we care. Okay? I've been running into this quite a bit. I even ran into a black dude who hated white people on Facebook. Very, very racist against white people. Racism has literally turned lately from what people thought of white people hating other races mouth to other races hating white people. And it's not reverse racism. No, it's pure racism. A guy literally, in his profile picture, did not show a black father pulling his black son away from a white woman for a relationship. And it said, not my son. Imagine if a white person did that, right? Their profile picture, white father pulling away their white son from a black woman or an Asian woman. There would be so much hell to pay. That's not how it works. Just because your race is in there does not make it right. It's the whole thing of, if you switch the roles from race or gender, things get all messed up. It's okay in 2022, even 2021, it's okay for a woman to say, I hate all men. But if a man to say was, I hate all women, sexist. Yes, he would be considered sexist. Or if he said, I'm tired of these women, this woman does not look right, sexist. But it's okay for the liberal woman to sit there and criticize a man, to sit there and have this fat acceptance thing only for women. To sit there and say, hey, you can wear whatever you want, women, not men. Or even better, that women can, man cannot. The fact that you can be, if you are a man and you choose to be a woman, you are held in such high regard. I've literally heard more men switching to women than women turning to men. Think about that. And they say men have it so good. If men have it, why are women not turning into men? Why is it men turning into women? You tell me that. You tell me why there are less female-to-male trans than there are male-to-female trans. Okay, now I'm not saying you can't be trans or whatever. I'm just saying, maybe this whole thing is messed up anyway. They're literally just creating a new division. See, there's going to be a new one coming up. I guarantee it. Next, when it gets closer to the next presidential election, there's going to be a new thing to happen. This has happened every presidential election time frame, basically. There's always something to create such a huge division that people are sitting there saying, you know what? I pick one side, and you can pick the other side. We'll have each other's throats at it, about it. This is a reoccurring issue. Because if you think about it, right now, we are more united than when it was between Trump and Joe Biden or Trump and Hillary. Think about that. It's absolutely absurd. If you sit there and think, hey, guess what? You know, I'm left wing and you're right wing. Let's keep going at it for the rest of this presidential. After this whole presidential term's up, we'll look. No. It's a continuous cycle. And people fail to realize this. Because why? Because there's no need to. That's what they see. They say, hey, there's no need to recognize that there is division between each other. Every presidential election. People don't see that need. But we need to accept that. We need to sit there and say, hey, look, this is what's going on. And this is not right. If we sit there and continue to say this is not right, if we go and say this is not right, things will get better. If we continue to sit there and say, that's normal, that's not normal. That's man our lives. Those are a human screwing over the rest of humanity. We are not one nation under God with multiple factions. No. We are, like I said, one nation under God. We are not multiple identities under God. We are not. And there's more division than there ever be. So, that being said, let's go and hop into a quick commercial break. If you enjoy the commercial break, please go ahead and say so. Just remember, I am live on my Instagram, Grizzly_22 4LX. That is GRIZZLY _2, 2, 4LIFT. And if you are on my Instagram, I hope you stick around because guess what? There will be special content afterwards. Only on my Instagram. But as well as you get to chat with me a little bit more. That is if you want. And it's free. I don't have a Patreon. I don't have to see what I post. You can put on your post notifications for me. You might enjoy it. Because I try and post as much as possible. Sometimes it gets a little hard. But without further ado, let's hop into the commercial break. If I can find the button.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.com.
Nothing says home like a hearty meal with family and friends. Since 2011, the Gary Sinise Foundation's Serving Heroes program has shown gratitude to our nation's defenders by offering them a taste of home. This year, we're partnering with the Bob Evans Our Farm Salutes program to help serve even more meals to service members as they return home or continue to serve overseas. Look for Bob Evans Purple Packaging and visit ourfarmsalutes.com to learn more about how you can help serve our service members.
The strength of America, our values, our way of life hasn't just been won on the battlefield. It's won every day in our communities when we come together, extending hands of compassion, service, and hope to those who need it most. For over 100 years, the American Legion has been strengthening communities across our nation by providing life-saving help and support to our veterans and neighbors during times like we're facing today.
It's what the Legion's all about.
From blood drives to distributing food, from responding to emergencies and protecting the most vulnerable among us, our mission is making America's communities stronger.
We are one family, and therefore, we care.
We are the American Legion, veterans strengthening America. To learn how you can help, visit legion.org.
RightWingMedia.net. We're here on RightWingMedia.net. There's always something different, whether it's either from me, the Joshua Lifto Show, Scott Holm from Right Wing Media, or, well, Romeo from the Romeo Show. We all got a different opinion. We all say something different, but yet we have one thing in common. We want to work together. So, without further ado, if you are really enjoying the show, please let me know. If you want, you can go ahead and hop onto my Instagram at Grizzly_22 4Life. GRIZZLY _2, 2, 4LIFT. Also, if you wish, you can call into the show at 516-666-9806. And I think the hairs on my neck just stood up. Whoops. Oh, well. I can't control the numbers, and we shouldn't try. So, back to what I was saying, though. Division has torn apart so many places. When you give the government too much power, they go a little absurd. And by a little absurd, I mean extremely absurd, and I don't even understand what's going on right now. Afghanistan's another problem. Also, if you haven't checked out Angry Cop YouTube, I would after the show. He just recently did a video about a stolen Valor case. A huge one. this lady took so much money from veterans, from stealing someone else's identity, and stolen valor, huge felony, so is stealing identity. And then she also claims to have a Purple Heart. The government's definitely eyeing her quite closely, and it's, if you're gonna pretend to be a veteran, just don't do it in the first place. Stolen Valor's no joke, y'all. Respect. Everywhere in this world, we all need a little bit of respect, and if you ain't got respect, then what are you doing? Okay. Doing with your life, because respect is a huge thing, okay? Respect to actually uniting with each other is a huge deal, okay? If you can't unite, we can't respect each other, then what's the point of being? That yawn. But there's never been a point to division. There's never been a point to fighting with each other. There's never been a point to have a lack of respect. The only way we destroy each other. Think about it this way. Ever since humans could figure out how to kill each other, they have over differences. Now, I'm not saying I'm a pacifist because there's no such thing as pacifist, and I am pretty peaceful. Okay, cover that. I am pretty peaceful because I believe in that. I don't believe we should all just go around murdering each other because we don't like someone. No, we shouldn't be doing that. We should absolutely. So, yeah, if you can't work with each other, then what are you doing? Don't judge me, okay? Do not judge me. Judging me is probably not the best thing to do. Because you always have some fun with that. So, if you didn't hear my clips, I'm going to go ahead and play both of them. One of them is 17 minutes. So without further ado, here is the story.
Josh, you... I would classify as a gun enthusiast, right?
Heavily.
Okay. And you would do anything legally to protect yourself and your family and friends?
Yeah, I personally carry a firearm because of that, and I do carry, and I do wear a vest because I want to stay in the fight as long as possible, so yes.
Now, let me ask you, recently the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms had a thing where they're picking up, I forget the acronym, FRTs or what?
Yes,
what
FRTs.
What does that acronym mean?
So it means force reset trigger, basically. So when you fire a gun that is semi-auto, which... Semi-auto means for every one trigger pull, a round does get fired. And full auto means one trigger pull, multiple rounds get fired. The FRT, force reset trigger, basically is you pull the trigger, round fires, your bolt carrier basically comes back, starting the reset for the hammer. As it comes forward, it forces your finger forward. And then a certain amount of pressure, you can... get to fire again.
So it basically is not a semi-automatic, but it is a gun acting as a semi-automatic, right?
Well, it technically actually is a semi-auto.
Oh.
It's just, it allows you to pull the trigger a little bit faster because less travel for the reset.
So that's, I was going to say that, so that's why ATF is... has been in the news is wanting to gather up those type of guns, but is there maybe another reason that it's wanting to do that? If we're just conjecturing, I mean, we're just playing around with the idea.
You know? They're mad from what I've been able to gather, they're mad because it fires a lot faster than most full autos do.
Well, then let me ask you this. Is this type of gun apparatus hooked to people committing crimes, a.k.a. criminals, etc., or just...
Nope.
No?
No. It's a 100% legal product for your ARs. So it's a legal product, a drop-in trigger pack, trigger group. It goes in after you remove your old trigger group, and it's just a lot of people take it to the range. It's kind of a range toy, basically. That's what it is. It's not, because in a high-stress situation, you're not going to worry about how much pressure you're putting on the trigger, which the FRT is very reliant on the type of ammo you use, the spring in there, your buffer spring, and how much pressure you're putting on the trigger. Too much, it won't do it correctly. Too little, it won't do it correctly. So you have to have a proper amount.
So what do you think the reason is? I mean, is ATF afraid that more criminals are going to be using these, or people in general, that it could be a threat to society? I mean, there's got to be a reason.
They're mad because it's the way it is a semi-auto firing fast. That's the way they look at it is, oh, well, it's semi-auto. It's not semi-auto if it fires fast. That's how they look at it is, well, does it fire fast? Yeah. It's not semi-auto then. You sure? That's how they look at it, which is, they ask me, kind of ridiculous, because it doesn't matter on how fast you fire your gun, because that's up to literally how you pull the trigger, because there's people who have a stock semi-auto trigger and can get that thing to fire just like a full auto any day.
So
you can find those videos.
So what's the reason behind it, do you think?
Control. They don't like products like that out there. Recently, a guy, CSR Firearms, got arrested for what they call a full auto key card. And it literally is just a piece of metal with a drawing on it of a full auto, a full auto part. Which, if you were to machine it, you could be committing a felony. It was literally just a card with a bottle opener on it that just had the drawing on it. Kind of a gimmick kind of card. But the ATF didn't like that either, so...
Yeah.
You know, that stuff happens too.
Parodies of potent weapons are not exactly favored.
Hopefully y'all did enjoy that little audio. I did forget to mention one thing in that clip from a bit ago, and that is criminals illegally, or they just keep it semi-auto. Typically, they turn it full auto anyway. So I did forget to mention that in that clip. Sorry about that. So I'm going to go ahead and hop into another commercial break, and then we're going to do my COVID story, which is about 17 minutes, I might play a little snippet of that, and if you want, you can go check out that full episode from a bit ago with Right Wing Media from the Romeo Show, because Romeo also has some very interesting things to say, shameless plug, but just to let y'all know, I will play a little snippet from that actually real quick, and we'll hop into a quick commercial break. Without further ado, here's that clip.
We were talking about COVID and some of the inconsistencies that are going on. Purple lights around areas that had been hard hit by COVID and so on. Anything you want to say about this? Excuse me. No, that's not COVID. Excuse me. Definitely not COVID. Yeah, I've been vaxxed, but... Excuse me. Boy, I'll leave that in for the...
Go for it.
Yeah.
But
you had some thoughts on that and some of the things going on recently with that. And we'd even had looked at a bit of that old movie Omega Man with Charlton Heston and We discussed off air some of the, issues with nature being abused, potentially, you know, as an offshoot of the gain of function potentials that have been accused of Fauci and Wuhan lab and so on. What are some of the thoughts about this and these things in general?
So here's where I'm going to start, basically where we started off air. So the government has in the past used airplanes to release stuff in the air.
Yeah.
This has been done time and time again throughout history. And humans in general have kind of become desensitized to it.
Mm.
So in my area alone, there's been more air traffic than there's ever really been.
Now, can we tell where your area is in general?
I'm in the DFW area of Texas.
Okay.
Which, if you don't know, is Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm a little bit away from the airports, so there's not much air traffic that should normally be going on around this area, but there is way more than usual.
Really?
And the weather's been kind of odd. Now, like I said, this has been done in the past before with governments doing the stuff to test stuff out. And so it's kind of a dangerous game, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In World War II, now, keep in mind this is all my personal opinion from what I've been able to gather from history, all this other stuff. But World War II, Hitler, there was a chocolate bar that he gave to his tankers that had methamphetamine in it.
Mm-hmm.
He experimented with giving his soldiers also methamphetamine.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is a balance game, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're all told, drink plenty of water. If you drink too much, you can drown.
Yeah.
Tasers and pepper spray are considered non-lethal weapons. But if you tase someone enough, you can kill them. You can tase someone or pepper spray them, and it can still kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing is with nature. In the winter, you know, out in nature, you can get frostbite and your extremities go. Your fingers, your toes, your hands, your feet, your nose, your ears, all of that. Your lips start going because your body focuses on this one little area, which is your heart, your lungs, your brain. You know, stuff keeps going. But if you go to an extreme cold, it can be almost an instant death.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, when you start messing with nature, you are saying, okay, let's just start killing people, basically. Biological warfare.
So are you saying that COVID could be just that?
It's messing with nature. It was a gain of function research, and that's been proven. Based off of the old definition, which the CDC has changed since COVID.
Yeah, well, it's not even that. I mean, they found that in COVID, in looking at the genetic sequence of it, and a lot of its variants, there are sequences that are only put in. Yeah, you're nodding in an affirmative. Yeah, that are only put in when there is research done to, you know, you know what I'm saying.
Yep. Yeah, it's been done.
And these particular DNA sequences, they call them, okay, are, you know, it's like classic, okay, this is day two of genetic research, university level. Here's the sequence you put in when you're doing research and splicing stuff into a, it's so common.
Yeah, it's a very popular thing to do when you're testing stuff. Basically, what they do a lot of the times is they throw this DNA sequence in to see how it reacts. A lot of times when they do it, they mess around with other stuff.
Yeah,
rats, whatever.
It's not only that, but it's a marker that's commonly used as a sequence to when there is something and that has been altered and found this in COVID and a lot of its variants.
Yeah. COVID, if you think about it, I was telling you earlier off air, there was a lot of I've been watching a lot of videos. Despite everything that's been going on personally in my life, I've been watching some videos, and I keep seeing a common theme of China, Wuhan, something, I can't remember exactly the last, what that last letter means, but, you know, all that stuff, it's been, and this is all stuff from spanning for multiple years, even a little before COVID, which is kind of odd in my opinion that all this has been connected for so long. It's absolutely mind-boggling on how long all this stuff has been going on. The CDC.
So yes, I did cut it short, but if you want to go check that out, you can. A lot of stuff has. I do have to throw this in here. A lot of stuff has been going on, and a lot of stuff does get changed around a lot. A lot of stuff has been planned for a while. Just fair warning. That's how the government does things. That's how a lot of places around the world do things. They will plan stuff for a while and then act like it's brand new news. But in reality, they've known about it for years on end, including JFK assassination, 9/11. Pentagon was sent by plane, just saying. Can't find the video of it. I know, I've looked. But, you know, just all this other weird stuff going on. So, yes, that does happen. Look, y'all, sorry. I'm going to end this. I'm actually about to end this right now. Because I'm tired. And if y'all do enjoy, you can go to my Instagram at grizzly_22forlife. That is GRIZZLY. _22forlife. And if you want, alwaysrightreadmedia.net is your place for the news. And I am the man you can trust, because why would I lie to you, okay? Why? Now, rightreadmedia.net always here. Blog Talk Radio, we do have a lot of shows that will be coming up shortly. Very shortly, from the Romeo show to the Juliet show. So if you're a cool Christian, Juliet show might be great for you. Romeo's a little bit more show with under the name of Right Wing Media. Now, look, y'all stay aware, share the show, stand for your rights. Don't forget, every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific time, it's the Josh Liftow Show. Y'all have a great night. Remember, your rights are still your rights. Y'all have a great night.